is 6. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
我们看见，无论是天主教、基督教，都很看重耶稣基督的十字架。
We know that the Catholics and the Protestants, all of them alike, look at the cross of Christ.
老的礼拜堂都有十字架。
A lot of churches have cross in them.
老的基督徒有十字架的颈链。
A lot of Christians have necklace.
那这个十字架呢，是很多人都看重的。
It is very significant thing that a lot of people put important aspect in the cross.
所以连诗歌啊，唱十字架都很多的。Even
in hymn books, we sing a lot of songs regarding our cross.
但是我们要注意哦。But
remember,
耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，从来没有讲过一句说很痛啊这样。
When Jesus died on the cross, he never said that it's painful.
他没有讲过一句十字架的痛苦。
He never said that dying on the cross is painful.
但是他讲了好多好多句，可惜玛利亚内心的痛苦。
But in Gethsemane, on the other hand, he said a lot and give us his inner heart, inner feeling.
为什么我们只是注意十字架？ 你忽略了耶稣基督的内心呢?
Why do we look at the cross and yet neglect the inner feelings of Christ?
我们只是看他身体那个钉痕很痛苦。
We only look at the nailed hand.
但是我们没有注意耶稣基督讲出来的心里面很痛苦。
But we seldom look at the significant aspect of inner feelings.
这是为什么呢?
What's the reason?
因为我们呢, 所有的基督徒，包括他的门徒在内。
Because most of the Christians, even his disciples,
我们都很难了解耶稣基督的内心。
We can hardly understand his inner feelings.
我们都忽略了去了解耶稣基督的内心。
We neglect to understand his inner feelings.
这是很可惜的事情。
This is a sad fact.
所以今天晚上我们要来看看耶稣基督的内心。
So tonight we are going to look at the inner feelings of Christ.
耶稣基督怎么样劝勉耶稣基督要警醒。
And how he exhorts the Christian.
啊，各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣经怎么样形容耶稣基督呢？
How the Bible describes Jesus.
刚才我们读那一段圣经啊。
What about we read the scripture?
咦，马可福音、路加福音。
In Mark and Luke.
还有那个希伯来书。
Even Book of Hebrews.
加起来大概有七个形容词，形容耶稣基督在克西马尼那个时候他的内心的痛苦的。
At least there are seven descriptions that describe the inner feelings of Christ.
头一个形容词。
The first description.
圣经说他忧愁起来。
The Bible says in verse 37, he began to be sorrowful.
忧愁起来。
He is sorrowful.
忧愁起来的样子怎么样的？
What do you mean by began to be sorrowful?
哇，那个眼睛都。
you would be very slow.
大家应该看给他看出来的。
We would expect him to be done.
我知道那个门那个时候的门徒都看出来的。
I think most of the disciples would take notice of this.
如果没有看出来，就不会写下来了。
If they don't look at these feelings of Christ, they won't write it down.
只是他们看见耶稣忧愁起来，没有想到耶稣为什么忧愁起来。
But they look at the expression of Christ, but yet they don't remember why Christ had this kind of expression.
我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你有没有想过耶稣基督叫做忧患之子呢？
Have you ever thought that Jesus Christ is the Son of Suffering?
他称作忧患之子啊。
He is named to be called the Son of Suffering.
可见他常常忧愁的。
That means he is very sorrowful.
他为什么忧愁呢？
Why is he very sorrowful?
没有饭吃啊。
Because he don't have bread to eat.
我失恋啊。
I lost my love.
我没有地方住啊。
I don't have place to live.
我家里面的冷气坏掉啊。
My air condition is out of order.
是不是这些让耶稣忧愁起来？
Are these the reasons why Jesus becomes sorrowful?
为什么耶稣基督在科西玛尼的那个地方忧愁起来？
Why did Jesus Christ begin to be sorrowful in Gethsemane?
你想
try to think.
你就明白耶稣基督他是为你为我的罪忧愁起来。
You will remember that Jesus is sorrowful because of your sin and my sins.
他高加为那些门徒不了解他快要钉十字架这样苦难忧愁起来。
He also is sorrowful because his disciples didn't notice that he's going to be in the cross.
他感觉到这个时代的人没有反应忧愁起来。
He feels that the world would not respond to his love.
他感觉到我们很喜爱听道，但是不喜爱行道，他感觉到忧愁起来。
He feels that we want to hear the message, yet we don't want to do what the message does.
请你记得。
Please remember.
你没一个软弱。
Your softness.
你没一个犯的罪。
Your sins.
不叫耶稣基督忧愁起来的。
All makes Jesus Christ be sorrowful.
第二个形容词。
The second description.
圣经说极其难过。
He began to be sorrowful and troubled.
圣经用极其这两个字。
The Bible said extremely troubled.
这表示呢，他的难过呢，胜过许许多多人的难过。
That means that he is really extremely troubled.
这一个形容词啊。
His description.
如果你们盖上眼睛来思想一下。
If you try to close your eyes and think.
你感觉到很难形容耶稣基督的样子。
It's hard to describe his facial expression.
哇，他的难过难过难过到极点了。
He is very sorrowful to the point of his trouble.
就看见我们得罪他，得罪到极点了。
Because of his sins, he's extremely troubled.
对不对
？Right.
如果我们不是有这么多罪的话，他怎么会难过到极点呢
？If not of our sins, then he will not be extremely troubled.
第三个形容词。
The third description.
圣经说。他几乎要死。
Bible said in verse 38, to the point of death with sorrow.
几乎要死这两个字呢？这几个字呢
？To the point of death.
不是一个过分的形容词啊。
It's not ordinary description.
Exaggerated
description.
有时候我们呢骂一个人啊。
If we scold someone.
好，我得形容一件事情。
We try to discuss something.
死那么可爱。
He is death, love to the point of death.
死那么漂亮。
He is that beautiful to the point of death.
死那么辛苦。
It's that hard.
我们都是用死来过分形容的，对不对
？We use death to describe.
那么这里是不是我们这样讲法呢
？Is this the same description?
耶稣难过到几乎要死。是一种好像我们所用的形容词呢
？Jesus Christ sorrow at the point of death is an ordinary expression.
圣经不会这样。
Bible don't do that.
圣经讲的每一句都是真话。
Whatever the Bible said is true.
圣经说他难过到几乎要死。
He sorrow to the point of death.
请你记得哦。
Please remember.
他真的差一点死掉了。
Remember that he's about to die.
你有没有试过很难过很难过的时候呢
？Do you once feel that you are very sorrowful？
哇，你看见一些人哭得很难过的时候啊
！You saw people cry to the point of death。
心很痛。
It's very painful in his heart.
呼吸很困难啊。
It's hard for him to breathe.
但是我们没有看过一个人难过到死掉啊。
But we never see people sorrow to the point of death.
如果不是天使下来加他的力量啊。
If angels didn't pull him up,
他可能就死掉了。
He is about to die.
在神系统神学里面。
In systematic theology,
有一些神学家是这样解释。
There are theologians who have this kind of.
耶稣基督很怕在克西马尼的那个地方死掉。
Jesus Christ is afraid that he died in Gethsemane.
所以他求父把这个苦杯挪开。
So he said, Lord, let this cup be taken away.
他们说这个苦杯就是死在克西马尼那个痛苦啊。
This cup means that his painful experience in Gethsemane.
他伤心到快一点死掉。
His sorrow to the point of death.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊
Brothers and sisters,
你了解不了解呢
Do you understand?
其实难过的几乎要死是为你的缘故的
His sorrow to the point of death It's because of you
有时候我常常想到我自己
Sometimes I think of myself
我每一次软弱跌倒的时候呢
Sometimes if I fall down
我就提醒自己
I exhort myself
主一定为我的缘故再一次难过了
The Lord is sorrow because of me.
他在天上看见我这个样子，他一定很难过了。
When he saw me in this situation, he would be very sad.
对不对
？Correct.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
主爱我们
，Jesus Christ loves us.
我们怎么可以让他继续难过下去呢
？Should we let him be sorrowful?
他为我们的缘故，难过的几乎要死。
Because of us, he is deeply sorrowful to the point of death.
第四个形容词。
More description.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
父啊，如果可以行。
Father, if it's possible.
请你把这个苦杯挪开。
May this cup be taken from me.
只是不要照我的意思。
Yet not as I will.
要照你的意思。
But as your will.
这是讲出耶稣的心有一个什么的痛苦呢
？What does it describe?
有一个挣扎的痛苦。
He had a struggling.
他人性的要求。
He really asked God. Human nature. It's a human nature.
要求挪开这个苦杯。
In his human nature, he wants God to put it away.
但是他灵性知道。
But in his spiritual thinking,
他的父要他死。
He understands that the Father wants him to die.
究竟我人性的要求强
Should my human nature stronger?
我的上帝的旨意要求强
Or should his will be done?
这里面很有很大的挣扎了
There's a struggling.
父啊
Father,
我愿意挪开这个杯
I want this cup be taken away from me.
父啊
Father,
你的意思成就
May your will be done.
在那里挣扎
He's struggling with his thoughts.
我不知道你们有没有试过患神经衰弱。
I don't know whether you have ever had nervous breakdown.
哇，那个神经衰弱我试过。
I have this experience.
很痛。
It's painful.
在哪里挣扎
？In struggling.
要确定这样。
I want to do this.
不好，确定这样。
I want to do this.
不好，确定这样。
No, I want to do that.
他说不好，确定那样。
I want to do that.
我们神学院有一个女孩子。
In our seminary, we have a lady.
不知道她为什么患了神经衰弱。
I don't know why she has nervous breakdown.
她要收拾行李回家。
She wants to collect her baggage and go home.
她拿出那个行李呢？
She get up her
baggage.
She sat on the. She ride on the chimney.
香港没有这种的。 他的人性的要求
His human nature
与他神性的明白
As well as his divine nature
有冲突啊
There is a conflict of interest
这个冲突差一点分裂
This conflict of interest is conflict to the point of dividing
如果真的分裂过来呢
If it really divides
耶稣基督就神经病
Then Jesus Christ would be nervous
他仍然为他祷告
But he prayed
他愿意顺服下来
He wants to obey the will of God.
成就父的旨意。
To obey the will of God.
哇，里面的痛苦真是很难很难想象的。
It's really hard to think how he had this kind of suffering.
哪一种的痛苦
？He has painful experience.
如果你真的了解主的话呢
？If you can really understand his feelings,
你会看出来。
You would really understand.
耶稣三次祷告。
Jesus Christ three times.
三次说父啊。
He said, Father.
如果可以行，你把杯挪开。
If it's possible.May this cup be taken away from me.
但是不要照我的意思。
But not according to my will.
照你的意思。
But according to your will.
第五个形容词。
Fifth description.
在路加福音呢。
In chapter Luke.
形容耶稣基督汗流如血。
The description said the sweat of Jesus is like blood.
汗流如血是什么意思啊？
Yeah, sweat falling like blood.
当然不是天主教那种讲法。
Not the Catholic saints.
天主教说
，Catholic would say，
耶稣基督汗流汗就是流血。
When Jesus Christ sweat, then it's his blood.
所以他用一块布来摸他的面。
So he used a cloth to wipe his face.
一摸是摸出他的样子在那个块布上面。
When he wipes, then there is some image in the cloth.
怎么可以呢？
That's not possible.
你是不是拿一些红水啊，涂在你的边上来摸，看看怎么样
？Imagine when you put some blood red on your face and try to wipe it.
不会有一个图画出来的。
I don't think there will be any image on your cloth.
圣经乃是形容耶稣基督汗流，好像流血一样丰富。
The Bible only describes this kind of feelings.
他的痛苦到流汗。
It is really painful, just like when he sweats, it's like his blood.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你们知道克西玛尼的那个温度有多少呢？
Can you imagine the temperature in Gethsemane?
知道不知道？
Can you imagine?
是好像到不了这里吗？
It's like a column.
克西玛尼的那个空气怎么样？
What's the climate in Gethsemane?
你就想到彼得在那个大祭司的院子要烤火啊，天冷啊。
I just remember that Peter had to go to a bonfire and walk in that area.
那个时候是天冷的时候啊。
It's winter time.
那个时候在那个大祭司的院子里面已经这么冷了，何况在克西马尼。
In the house of the high priest, it's up cold. What do you imagine in the
summer? 应该更冷才对的。
It should be much more colder.
如果我写圣经，我可以说耶稣基督冷度在那里发抖。
If I have the chance to write the Bible, I would say Jesus Christ trembled.
但是圣经写到说他流汗。
But the Bible said he had sweat.
为什么流汗呢？
Why would he sweat?
可见他心灵里面那个挣扎很厉害。
That means that he has inner struggle in his heart.
然后那个迫切啊，感很厉害。
He has a sense of doing things.
哇，他拼命求，拼命求。
He has to ask God and ask God.
以致流汗好像血一样。
So he has sweat just like blood.
从这个我们可以想象他里面那个痛苦。
From this description, we can feel his inner feelings.
第六个形容词。
The sixth description.
在希伯来书啊
，In Hebrews，
形容怎么样呢
？What does it describe？
他大声喊叫
，He cried aloud，
恳求那个能够救他脱离死的主。
He asked the Lord who would be able to take his cup away。
他大声哀哭
，He cried aloud。
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
一个成年人
，A mature person，
哭呢
？He cried。
很少大声哀哭的。
So long, he will cry out aloud.
小孩子就有。
Maybe a small child would do that.
小孩子很难过呢。
When a child is sad,
he
will cry in a loud voice. 师啊。I met his pastor one day.
他在 Canada Vancouver.
He's in Canada Vancouver.
他受很大的痛苦。
He has a great suffering.
痛苦到怎么样呢？
What's his suffering?
他驾车到郊外。
He drives his car.
到树林里面。
To forest.
没有人了。
There's no people there.
他在那里。
He would cry out.
就感觉到舒服了
you feel that
就回家
and go home.
他说如果我不是大叫我会神经病
那
你就明白耶稣了
you would, think of Jesus.
他大声哀哭
he cried at all.
我们的主从来一生都没有这样的
our Jesus never do that.
但是他现在大声哀哭
right now he did it.
请记得
This member, it's because of you.
是你把他弄成这样伤心的。
It's because of you that make him that sorrowful.
第七个形容词。
The seventh description.
圣经在那个马可福音啊。
In the book of Mark.
形容他惊恐起来。
He is fearful.
他好像惊慌起来啊。
He feared.
耶稣基督为什么好像惧怕起来呢
Why did he have this kind of feeling?
是不是他很怕去死呢
Is it because he's fear of death?
如果他很怕去死他就可以逃走了、啊、
If he feared death, then he would run away.
为什么他会惧怕起来呢
Why did he have this kind of afraid in his heart?
我曾经听过一个传道人这样解释
I have heard one pastor about this kind of
feeling. 他说耶稣基督不是怕死
Describe, he's not afraid of death.
乃是他这个神性啊
But it's because of his divine nature.
他是圣洁的
He's holy.
从来没有接触过污秽罪业的
He never touched corrupt things.
乃是现在这个至圣的神性
His divine nature.
面对要担当全人类的罪恶污秽
He's about to bear the sins of the whole world.
全人类的肮脏东西啊
All the bad things of humankind.
都要倒在这个至圣的神性上了。
It's about to pour in his holy human divine nature.
你是不是幻想了
Try to imagine.
你有一天走路不小心。
One day when you walk.
一丢就丢在那个粪池里面。
You fell into a pool, a dirty pool.
粪池啊 ，nice soil.
Nice faces. Faces.
你感觉到怎么样
What's your feeling?
如果你是一个很肮脏的人没关系哦
Well, it's okay for me
但是如果你是一个很干净的了不得的人你感觉哇
But if you're that clean then you would cry out
各位亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters
请你思想一下
Try to imagine
我们的主从来没有惧怕过一样事情
Jesus Christ never fear of anything.
就是担当你的罪，他惊恐起来。
Only about to bear your sins, he is to the point of afraid.
然后我讲到这里。
As I said this.
你们了解耶稣不了解啊
？Can you understand Christ?
你能不能够与耶稣表同情啊
？Can you feel the same kind of feelings with Jesus?
好像很难了。
It's hard.
为什么很难呢？
Why would you say it's hard?
为什么我们并不了解耶稣基督啊
？But when we understand Christ,
可能
maybe
我们与那几个门徒一样
，maybe we are just like the disciples Christ.
入了迷惑
，we have problems.
耶稣基督对那几个门徒说
，Jesus Christ said to his disciples,
要极其祷告
，watch and pray,
不要入了迷惑。
So that you will not fall into temptation.
什么叫做入了迷惑呢
What do you mean by fall into temptation?
英文的 fall into temptation 呢，有一点呢，跟中文不大一样。
The English version is different from the Chinese.
迷惑就是被欺骗的。
Somebody fooled you.
好像昏迷了。
Somebody fooled you.
那么就受给人家糊糊涂涂的
燃烈火。
So that you will have fallen to temptation.
这是指的什么？
What does that signify?
表面上看起来啊。
Superficial.
这是指的他们睡觉讲。
In service, it means that they sleep.
要清醒祷告。
What if we pray?
不要睡觉了。
Do not sleep.
表面上是这样的。
In facial space, in service, it will mean that way.
其实睡觉呢？
Sleep.
也是应该的，对不对？
We should have enough sleep.
因为那个时候已经深夜了嘛。
At that time, it's midnight.
当然，我讲到你睡觉就不应该。
If I sleep, then you go to sleep, then that should not be the case.
而且几个门徒睡觉也是应该的。
But on the other hand, the disciples, it's a must.
对不对？
Correct.
但是。
But.
如果这几个门徒啊，
那么
真的了解他们的主是这么伤心呢？
If they really understand the feelings of Christ,
他们一定会睡不着的。
They would not go to sleep.
啊，试试想啊。
Try to think.
有一天晚上。
One night.
你忽然间听见你妈妈在哭。
You heard the cry of your mother.
她哭啊！
这样哭。She cried aloud.
你怎么样？
What would you do?
我要大声啊！他们睡觉了，是不是这样？
Would you do that?
你不会啊。
You won't do that.
那个是不是别人啊？
She's none other.
那个是你的妈妈。
She's your mother.
她这么伤心呢？
She had that feeling.
你一定会走过去看看。
You would go there.
为什么妈妈这么伤心啊？
Why did she that sad?
你要去看看，对不对？
You would go over and visit her.
这几个门徒你看。
But look at the disciples.
耶稣这个大声哀哭。
When Jesus Christ cried aloud,
他们不听见了。
They heard it.
如果不听见，没有写在圣经里面。
If they don't hear it, it will not be written.
他们不听见。
They heard it.
但是。
But.
他们仍然睡着。
They did sleep.
这个表示经我们看见什么？
What does this signify?
不单单是睡觉这么简单了。
The sleeping is not that easy.
心灵里面受了迷惑。
Their spiritual state is falling into temptation.
就是他们睡觉了。
They sleep.
耶稣来破醒他。
Jesus Christ asked them to get up.
总要警醒祷告啊。
Watch and pray.
那个彼得摸摸眼睛。
Peter touched his eyes.
看见耶稣基督的样子很难过。
He looked at Christ.
看见那汗流好像血一样。
He looked at their sweat just like his blood.
如果正常来讲呢？
Normally,
他一看见就说：“哦，主耶稣，你为什么这样呢？”
Normally, he would say, Lord, why?
你什么事情发生呢？
What's the problem?
因为你肯定醒过来了吧？
He would get up.
但是耶稣三次叫他们醒过来。
Oh, Jesus Christ, asked them to get up.
他们醒过来了。
When they get up,
哦，又在睡觉。
They fall back to sleep.
这不是别的原因啊。
That's for other reason.
原来他乃是他们心灵里面受迷惑啊。
Is that their inner have been falling into temptation?
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这一堂聚会，你们无论睡觉也好，没有睡觉也好
，In this period, whether you go to sleep or not，
你们要问问自己
，You should ask yourself，
我的心灵有没有受迷惑呢？
My spiritual state, does it fall into?
我们来查查看看这三个门徒啊。
We look at the three disciples.
他们受了什么迷惑呢？
What kind of temptation do they have?
第一个，
the first thing,
这三个门徒常常争论谁伟大的。
They try to discuss who among them should be greatest.
西比带两个儿子，
the sons of Zebedee,
约翰与雅各，
James and John.
他们来求耶稣。主啊，求你给我们在你的国里面坐在你左边，你的右边。
He asked Jesus Christ, Lord, let us sit on your right hand and on your left hand.
彼得就来问你两兄弟啊，真的不知道我是大哥啊
？Friend, don't you remember that I am the big brother?
你们两
，I should be the one to have it,
对不对
？Correct.
圣经说他们争论谁伟大。
They discussed who's among them should be the greatest.
一直争到耶稣死还要争。
To the point of when Jesus Christ died.
因为争论谁伟大的缘故，耶稣基督怎么样伤心都看不见。
Because of this, whether Jesus Christ is sad and sorrowful, they never understand.
这个争论谁伟大是什么意思？
Why did they have this kind of struggling?
争论谁伟大就是名誉地位的意思。
What does it signify? It means our name and position.
就是出风头的意思。
We want to be big.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们可以请问一下，
you one question?
你们侍奉者有没有为名誉地位？
When you serve Christ, have you served him because of name and position?
我讲到这里有一点不敢讲。
When I do this, it's hard for me to continue.
我自己的教会。
In my church.
我请一些人出来做执事。
I ask someone to be the deacon.
他们每一个人都推的。
They decline the offer.
不可以。
No, I don't want to be a deacon.
完全不可以。
I cannot be. I'm not one.
每一个都推的。
Most of them decline.
我很头痛的。
I tell them.
我说你为什么推呢？
Why do you decline?
他说我不配做执事。
I don't have this ability to be a deacon.
我说你当然不配的。
Of course, you're not qualified.
不过我说你配就你就配了。
But if I said you're qualified, then you're qualified.
自己看自己不配是应该的。
You said you're not qualified. That's true.
我看你配就可以了嘛。
But if I said you're qualified, then you are qualified.
当然，全世界不是最好你是你才可以做执事。
Of course, you're not that qualified that you can be a deacon.
但是整个教会来讲呢？
But according to the church, as compared to the church,
你是比较好的就可以做执事了嘛。
You are better, so you can be a deacon.
我怎么样鼓励啊？
But even I encourage them,
他们都不肯。
They decline.
这个让我很头痛。
I have problems.
这里有没有这样的情形呢？
I know where this thing happening.
也有啊，
there are.
大大有点头了，有啊。
I think there are.
有是很谦卑的。
There are, of course, some people.
但是我遇见另外一个教会啊。
When I look at the other church,
他们定选长老。
They, what do you think I can think?
定选执事。
They campaign to be a deacon and elders.
每一个人一个 counter.
They have a counter.
加举一些标语。
They have some words there.
请投我一票。
Please elect me.
如果我做了长老。
If I am the elder.
我就怎么样怎么样对你们很有益处的。
I'll do something for the church.
那个牧师就讲了。
Pastor said.
我已经很久没有做主席了，给我这一次做一做好不好？
I cannot be a chairman. Let me be the big one.
哎呀，真糟糕，像世俗的人一样。
Terrible, just like ordinary world.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在教会里面，
In the church,
全世界的教会里面，
In the church, just in the whole world,
名地位，
Prestige and position,
真的迷惑好多好多人呢。
Really trouble a lot of people.
我们是传道人的。
We are pastors.
也是被名迷惑得很厉害的。
We still then are attacked by this problem.
不是许许多多人劝我做牧师的。
People will ask me to be a pastor.
哎，你不要做长老。
Don't be an elder.
长老总是低低一点的。
Elder is a lower position.
你应该封做牧师。
You should be ordained as a pastor.
封了。你要封做牧师。
You should be ordained.
这个封字好像那个封你做王，封你做神一样，封神榜的封。
Or then just like you have a lot of things.
封你做牧师好吧。
We want to ordain you.
我说我永远不做牧师。
I will not be a pastor.
不是我反对牧师啊。
I'm not against pastor.
我教会没有牧师那个制度。
We don't have that kind of system.
但是如果你要我，好像做了牧师就好像升高了一点呢。
If you let me feel that being an ordained pastor, you have.
这个在真理上是错的很厉害。
That's not true. Truth. That's against the truth.
没有生气啊。
There's no biblical basis.
对不对？我们这传道人。
As we are pastor.
很多人劝我到外国去读一个博士回来。
Somebody asked me to go overseas and get a PhD.
我说你无论做什么，你要拿一个博士回来。
Get a PhD then come back.
我说我永远不会读的。
I said I will never get a degree.
为什么呢？
What's the reason?
不是我恨那些博士。
I'm not against the PhD degree.
乃至我不知道做什么。
I do not know what should I study.
我不知道做什么，就是忙忙碌碌的去拿一个博士回来。
I don't know my goal, then I get a PhD degree.
那个是欺骗人的。
That's fooling people.
对不对？
Correct.
但是人就是这样了。
But that's human nature.
你是 doctor.
You are a doctor.
哇，人家就尊重你。
People will respect you.
你是传道。
You are
pastor. 最低级的。
牧
师高一点。
Ordained pastor is higher.
Doctor.
Doctor is higher.
啊，很高。
That's higher.
所以有一个人说。
Somebody said.
他说这个 Doctor of Divinity.
The Doctor of Divinity.
Esteem others and being esteemed. 因为这个 DD 啊，这不是读出来的，乃是名誉给你的。
DD is somebody giving to you.
当然呢，这个人的这样估计也不对了。
That sounds great. When you said this,
有好多弟弟是很好的，很好。
There are a lot of babies, pastor.
无论如何啊
，whatever the case,
在教会里面真的很多名誉地位迷惑的好多人。
In the churches, those prestigious positions easily fell out of.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
如果神要你谦谦卑卑的在教会里面侍奉
，if God wants you to be humble in the church and serve,
不出名。
You don't have name and prestige.
没有人想到你。
Nobody knows you.
你愿意不愿意？
Do you want that?
求你帮助我们。
And the Lord help us.
做一个谦卑的仆人。
Be a humble servant of God.
那么他们说迷惑。
They fell into temptation.
第二个原因是什么呢？
What's the second reason?
钱。
It's money.
你知道那个犹大？
Remember Judah?
跟随耶稣三年了。
He followed Jesus Christ.
他拼命偷钱了。
He gets money out of pocket.
耶稣基督也让他偷啊。
Just let him steal.
因为耶稣贫穷到连这个钱他都没有钱了，你让他偷啊。
Jesus Christ poor to the point that he let him steal money.
但是耶稣知道他。
But Jesus Christ knows him.
这个坏蛋。
He's a bad guy.
耶稣基督早就警告他。
Jesus Christ asked him to pay attention.
那些门徒不醒悟过来呢。
But the disciple never realized it.
但那个玛利亚。打破玉瓶献香膏的事情。
When Mary offered perfume to the Lord,
那个玉瓶啊
，the perfume，
犹大一看就看出来是300块钱。
When Judas looked at it, he knows that it cost 300 denarii.
300 pieces of silver.
300 pieces of silver.
300 pieces of silver.
It cost that much.
但是。犹大卷一个身把耶稣基督卖掉。
However, Judas sold Jesus.
他卖出去是30 pieces of silver.
He sold Jesus only for 30 pieces of silver.
犹大的眼睛啊
，The eyes of Judas
看东西看得很准确。
He looked at things and it's very accurate.
他一看就知道什么牌子。
When he looked at it, he knows the price.
再看就知道连着他的价钱都知道。
He knows the price. 你看。
这个是冒牌货，而且是真货，他也看到。
Is the real thing or not?
他的眼光很厉害的。
He has a good eyesight.
但是他的属灵的眼光呢
？But his spiritual eyesight.
坏的了不得。
It's bad.
玛利亚看耶稣。
Mary look at Jesus.
宝贵到300块钱的香膏可以倒在他的头上。
Mary look at Jesus, even to the point that she would give Jesus the 300 pieces of silver.
犹大看耶稣。
Judas look at Jesus.
30块钱都可以卖出去。
He only can pay 30 pieces of silver.
其实犹大，你是可以到耶稣基督的头上挂一点那个，给你那几天钱的香膏挂下来，也不值30块钱，对不对
？Well, I think if you get the perfume from the body of Jesus, maybe it costs more than 30 pieces of silver.
但是犹大那个眼光是，只是看见钱。
But his eyes are signs of money.
2边15个。
15.
一样样都看不见了。
They hard for him to look at other things.
犹大说：“哦，为什么这么糟蹋
？”Well, it's useless.
香膏可以卖300多块钱哦。
It can cost 300 pieces of silver.
可以救济好多贫穷人哦。
It can give to the poor.
你看其他的门徒怎么样
？What is the other disciples doing?
其他的门徒都说：“对呀、啊，对呀、
啊。”Yes, correct.
糟蹋了。
It's waste.
可是门徒的眼睛也是看见钱
，They also look at money，
没有看见耶稣基督的宝贵
，They don't look at Jesus Christ as precious。
这个金钱的迷惑啊
，The temptation of money，
让他们没有了解耶稣基督的心情的
，Makes them that they won't because temptation they cannot hardly understand the inner feelings of Christ。
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
检讨一下自己好不好
？Try to evaluate yourself。
在你的心灵里面。
In your spiritual life,
钱占有多高的位置呢
？What's the position of money in your life?
想一想
，try to think.
我不能够举什么例子啊
？I cannot give any example.
大家自己衡量一下自己。
Try to evaluate yourself.
在我的心灵里面
，in my spiritual life,
钱重要呢
？Is money more important?
还是主重要呢
？Or Christ?
这一个是很现实的问题。
It's a practical question.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
钱也是
好几十万经过他的手了。
When there are money built up and that goes through his hand,
他就拿了那几十万块钱跑掉。
He got the money, the 10,000, and then run away.
这样的事情我在教会里面看的很多。
There are these kind of cases in the church.
也有个传道人。
There's one pastor.
他把教会那个殿堂的经费完全拿掉，跑到外国去。
He got the money of construction and went overseas.
他写一封信回来。
He wrote a letter.
他说我不是偷教会的钱
I steal the money of the church.
因为教会常常给我的待遇很低、啊、
Because the church gave me poor salary
我应该是这么高待遇才对的
I should have higher salary.
所以我算起来
So as I counted
这么多年的工作你们欠我多少的钱
In the last few years yes, you owe me.
所以这个殿堂的经费拿去差不多了
So this money of construction building
你看坏不坏
Is that bad?
传道人很容易被钱迷惑。
It's also easy for pastors to go into that kind of temptation.
当然弟兄姊妹也是一样，对不对
？Maybe also in the case of brothers and sisters, it's the same case.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
谁看主宝贵呢
？Who looks at Christ more precious?
谁留意主自己的内心呢
？Who understands the feelings of Christ?
谁留意到主的痛苦呢
？Who understands
为什么我们的眼睛看的都是物质呢
Why do we look at material things?
对不对
Correct
这几个门徒
These disciples
可能被钱迷惑了
They are tempted by money
最后一个例子
One of the last illustrations
这几个门徒被什么迷惑呢
What did they What kind of temptation Are they all hold on to
them? 就是他们没有留意耶稣基督所讲的与所表现的。
They do not understand what Christ said and what he did it.
没有留意。
They do not carefully understand it.
这个没有留意这一种呢，就成了习惯。
It becomes a habit.
样样都是没有留意。
They do not pay attention.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹 很多人的习惯都是这样
A lot of people have this kind of habit
他们都没有留意
They do not pay attention to everything
有人没有来聚会了 没有留意
They do not come to church, church Nobody pay attention
教会慢慢冷淡了也没有留意
The church is too cold Nobody pay attention
有人经济上有缺乏了你应该帮助他了也没有留意
Somebody are poor But you don't pay attention to itWhen you read the scripture, you don't pay attention.
唱诗没有留意。
When you sing, you don't pay attention.
祷告没有留意。
When you pray, you don't pay full attention.
晚上祷告，早晨才说阿门。
When you pray in the evening, in the morning you say amen.
因为没有留意就睡觉了。
You don't pay attention to it, so you sleep.
您研究一下。
Try to think.
真的，好多基督徒做好多事情都是没有留意的。
Let the Christian do something and they don't pay attention to it.
这一位宝贵的主
His precious one.
他哭得这么厉害
He cried.
他的样子这么难过
He got sad.
没有留意
They did not pay any attention to it.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这一个夏令会里面
In this conference.
你留意了多少呢
Have you really paid attention?
你有没有为大卫祷告
Do you pray for this conference?
你有没有为自己的灵性祷告
Do you pray for your spiritual life?
你有没有留意到属灵的光景
Do you think about your own spiritual state?
最近占有你思想的、
What things are you thinking right now?
是什么东西
What are the things?
谁把主放在他脑子里面占有他所有的思想
Who put Christ into his thinking?
所以圣经说
So the Bible says
昼夜思想耶和华的律法的那个就有福了
Meditate on the law of God day and night and blessed is he
谁留意思想圣经呢
Who really pay attention and meditate on the word of God
巴不得主给我们看见
And our Lord help us to understand
那一个时候门徒入了迷惑
In that day the disciples fell into temptation
我们现在这个时代的人不要入了迷惑
In this age We should not fail into temptation.
很快就有人把我们的主拉去了。
People are going to pull Jesus Christ out of us.
可能
Maybe.
很快菲律宾就没有自由。 对菲律宾呢？
啊，说菲律宾，
我还记得上一次那个全会夏令会我有来啊，去年呢。
I remember.
头上就新会。
Came here last year.
我讲过一句话。
I said one statement.
我对菲律宾的感受呢
？I asked my thinking of Philippines.
菲律宾贫与富太过距离太大。
The poor and the rich, the divisions are too great.
历史告诉我们。
History tell us.
凡是贫与富距离太大呢
？If there is a greater distance between the poor and the rich.
跟着一定有战争的。
There will be war.
一定有暴动的。
There will be riots.
一定有乱的。
There will be problems.
所以各位弟兄姊妹。
Please be careful.
很快耶稣基督就被抓去了。
Jesus Christ is about to be cast by people, called by people.
门徒那个时候才醒过来。
They are awake.
很快我们就遇到可能我们不能够想象的事情了。
Maybe we will face the things that we have not been imagining.
可能耶稣基督再来了。
Maybe Jesus Christ is coming down.
可能世界大战了。
Maybe the second world war.
我们不能想象的事情来了。
Maybe the things that we have been thinking.
那个时候你才醒过来啊。
And at that time you wake up.
你就会糊糊涂涂，糊糊涂涂，像彼得一样。
And you will be just like Peter, the foolish Peter.
犹大带那些人来拉耶稣。
When Judas came with people.
彼得就醒过来。
Peter woke up.
看见人家把耶稣拉去了。
He saw people cross Jesus.
他就拿到了。
He pulled up his sword.
他说主啊。
Lord.
我拿到砍可以不可以？
Can I use this sword?
耶稣基督有没有回答他？
Jesus Christ answered him that.
耶稣基督就没有时间回答他，他已经砍过去了。
Jesus Christ just had the chance to answer him, and he did it.
耶稣基督没有说可以。
Jesus Christ just said yes.
没有得到答案，他就砍过去了。
Jesus didn't give him reply, yet he did it.
而且照彼得砍过去的那个情形啊。
We can imagine this.
彼得不是砍那个人的耳朵的。
He used to cut his left ear.
从来没一个人打仗把对方的耳朵割下来。
No one ever cut the left ear of the soldier.
彼得那个刀法一定是砍他的头的。
He wants to cut his head.
嘿，砍他的头的。
He wants to cut his head.
三个人看见。
so that you will be awakened.
为属灵的事情,
become a spiritual life.
清醒祷告.
You watch and pray for your spiritual life.
请一同祷告.
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣,
Lord Jesus,
我们定睛看你的样子。
As we look at your expression.
求你给我们看见你忧愁的样子。
May you let us feel your sad feelings.
求你给我们看见你的内心。
Let us give us these feelings of your inner heart.
求你感动我们与你表同情。
Move in our heart, O Lord.
求你不要让我们入了迷惑。
Don't let us fail in the temptation.
主啊，如果我们已经在迷惑里面。
If we are already in temptation.
主啊，叫醒我们。